It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, we are halfway home on a playoff Tuesday, live from Baja Ridge down in the Gaslamp. Got a bunch of Tier 1s in here this morning. Pretty nuts, man, seeing you guys out here. Everyone's ready for Padres baseball. I think everyone is waiting anxiously for the first pitch. It's going to be a long day, I'll tell you that right now. And if you started drinking already, it's going to be a really long day for you. But if you haven't started drinking, I've got a tab over there. Get yourself a beer on me. Just keep it, you know, keep it light, right?
Yeah, don't announce it to all of San Diego.
Why is there feedback? Whoa. What is the feedback? Is that my mic?
No, my
mic. Sorry about that. This is pretty crazy, guys. Over here is a guy named Jamie Borden. Where'd Jamie go? Did he go to the bathroom? Oh, there he is, Jamie Borden, right here. So I got a text from a buddy back home yesterday, and they said, hey, man, Jamie Borden's coming out. He's bringing his son. He takes his son to a playoff series every year. Jamie and I went to high school together. He was a year older than me. On the first baseball team I played on, Jamie Borden was on it, and he was way better than me, and so were all the other guys. I was the worst player on the team by far. He doesn't remember. I do. I absolutely remember every day. But he graduated the year in front of me from Grapevine High School, and is in San Diego for his first time. So thanks for coming out, watching the show, bringing your son out to a Padres game. I think we're going to be able to convert them pretty easily. Once you get into Petco Park, you start walking around, you're like, that's it. That's it for me.
I want to shout out to Paulie, who put together that incredible open for our show.
It sounds good right now.
Just turn Woods off for now. I want to shout out to Paulie, who put out that incredible open to our show. I don't know how many hours you spent yesterday collecting little sound bites and play-by-play of Jesse and Don, but as you were playing through that and I was listening to the season, just kind of encapsulated in just 3 minutes. It's amazing how many moments like you forget about over the course of this season. How special it has been. I mean, a no-hitter for Dylan Cease just kind of scratches the iceberg of all the things that the Padres accomplished here in 2024. You know, Luis Arraez showing up with a four-hit game and a walk-off against the Dodgers in his first home game on a Friday night. All the incredible things that happened for the Padres this year. It's a triple play to clinch the playoff berth on the last play of the game. I mean, unbelievable stuff that you would, you know, you wait decades to see one of those things. I saw the Mets yesterday going, that might have been the best regular season game in Mets history. Yeah, it was a pretty good game. Padres had about 12 of those this year. I mean, Francisco Lindor, go-ahead two-run home run in the ninth inning. They said, that's an MVP moment for Lindor. He steps and does that. Jackson Merrill did that like 6 times this year. Like 6 times on his own he did that. And they're going, Lindor has to win it over Ohtani because of that one swing. Well, how about Jackson Merrill winning the Rookie of the Year for doing it over and over and over and over again?
I remember when we had our playoff broadcast. My microphone didn't work at all on the very first playoff game. That was probably my favorite part of the year, too.
We could just pass this one that works.
It'd be so good.
Right back and forth the entire show.
I can split and get a head start on the old house cleaning if you want.
It's a little early, I would say, to take off now. Especially the fact that when we were here for opening day, we were going, it was like a 1 o'clock game that day. That felt like a long wait just to get to 1 o'clock. This is 5:38. We've got all day. Pace yourself just a little bit today because you don't want to spend all your energy by, you know, 11 a.m.
Well, you don't want to be so hammered that they don't let you in the ballpark.
That's happened.
You know what I mean?
We saw that on opening day.
And that was a 1-10 start. Saw a bunch of that. And I get it, man. You're excited. This doesn't happen every single year in San Diego. So make sure you pace yourself today.
Yeah, if you're having cocktails, make sure to order a giant Baja bucket for two. Get a little food in you as well. A few lobster tails, some shrimp, whatever. We're live here at Baja Rick's Cantina. Thank you to everybody who helped put this broadcast today together. If we do stay on the air, we got Adam back in our studio. But it is presented to you by Santo Super Premium, additive-free tequila. Santo, work hard, play loud. We're celebrating the postseason live here all day long through all of our shows, Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris as well. So stick around. Come by. If you're just listening to us today, you got hours still to come out and join us here at Baja Rick's Cantina. We're right where the trolley stops in front of the convention center downtown. That's why you hear the bells ringing and the buzzers sounding right next to the Omni Hotel.
Yeah, you're getting the full experience today, the full live broadcast experience, as it were. How's Adam doing back in the studio? You still there, buddy?
I'm here.
All right. Are you going to be there all day?
Nope, just till 11.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. Good. Everything good in your world?
Oh, everything is peachy.
Okay. Any progress on the old credential? Finding a credential for your morning show host?
Yeah, I think you're not going to be able to go to any playoff games.
No, I'm not going to any. I mean, I can go. I think it works for the wild card and then the division. Right, and then the championship and the World Series if we make it.
Right, are you start using that credential today? You going to the game?
I'm not. I can't go to the game today. I have to be a father today, so that's obviously takes priority. But tomorrow I'll be using it,
okay.
And then I guess no time after that. Is that right?
I got you set for the DS.
I can't hear it. I'm just going to assume that you said you're going to continue to work on it.
You're into the division series.
All right. Well, hopefully we win.
That would be nice.
It'd be great.
Well, you know.
It's a problem I would like to have.
Yes.
To be honest with you,
it's
if they
the
keep
kind of
winning,
yeah,
Cadillac
it's a Cadillac
problem. Just outside looking in.
Yeah. The worst thing is that it turns out to be a non-issue.
At all. But it'll be fun watching you walk in, and Paulie and I'll just be on the outside, just waving. Are you going to go in without us?
I don't know. I may be outside doing television later today.
No, I mean, if we didn't get one, would you in solidarity also not go?
No, I would definitely go without you.
That's our Benny.
Wouldn't you want me to go without someone in there?
No, I want you to.
You know what? Why don't you just, in complete protest, don't even watch the game tonight.
Oh, I can't
tell
do that.
You.
I cannot do that.
I will recap tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Everything went. You can be in complete darkness and have no idea until 6 a.m.
Raw dog it.
Exactly.
Just raw dog the playoffs. Who's
just staring straight ahead?
Who's got it in them to just raw dog the playoffs and not watch the game tonight? That would be the most excruciating bet of all time. No phone, no TV, game one. I'm not watching.
We'll let you know on November 2nd how it all went this month.
How do we do? It's trying to read your faces. It's actually a really good bit. I just don't know that I'm the right guy for it. Dominic over there shivering right now, thinking about being here and not being able to watch the game would be terrible.
Well, I've got one complaint, and that is the fact that we have to go with the national broadcasters the rest of the way on television.
It's the worst, man. The worst. I hate it so much.
I understand that Fox and ESPN pay big money for the playoff rights. It's it's big ratings, and people are watching across the country. But it doesn't feel right that Mutt and Don are on the shelf for the rest of the postseason. I'm so glad we'll have Jesse and Tony continue to broadcast live every single game all the way through. As long as it goes, we will be live here on 97.3 The Fan with your local broadcasters. You can use the Odyssey app. I certainly recommend if you can, sync it up with your television. You can listen to Jesse and Tony and actually watch games the way you watch the other 162. It's kind of jarring then to get to, the postseason, and it's not the same experience anymore.
Yeah, and those guys can do all the homework that they want, and they rarely do, but they could if they wanted to do the homework on the teams. And
I will say that they're knowledgeable. They do their homework on the teams.
I would disagree with you entirely. I mean, if you've ever watched a Sunday Night Baseball broadcast and you're like, what are you guys talking about? Like, what? You're not making any sense. Now, maybe, it's going to be the same guys, though. It's going to be Ravitch, Coney, Eduardo Perez. I love David Cone. I think he's really, really good at what he does. He's a really good blend of the old and the new. Ravitch is okay. Perez is all right. I just, again, football finds a way. There should be a way to watch some sort of broadcast with your guys, should you choose
to. Well, the problem is that even when they do their work, which I think they do, you can never get beyond kind of the surface level analysis, because they're explaining it to people in,
Kansas.
Minneapolis, yeah, and Tampa Bay, and everybody's watching this game. Who are the Padres? Well, this Luis Arraez, he's a really great contact hitter, really great average. He's now won 3 straight batting titles. It rehashes things that we know really well, so we don't really get any new knowledge during the playoffs on our team. We can from people like you know, Jesse and Tony and Don and Mud, because we have an entire season of perspective to bring to the games. And that's why watching playoff baseball is a completely different sort of animal than watching a regular season
game.
Well,
you guys know I am technologically challenged. I did see some people in the chat saying, man, just try to sync it up to the TV. It never works. I've tried it. I can never seem to get it. If there's a tip or a trick, please let me know, because it's really hard to do. What I'll do sometimes is I'll just put Tony and Jesse on in my ears and just, like, the TV's there as reference. You know, like, I'll look quickly for reference, try to get it as close as I can. But, you know, honestly, having Jesse and Tony there with us throughout this whole thing is pretty great.
My recommendation would be, if you've got, a DVR, you hit pause on the TV, you start up the app, and then at some point you keep fast-forwarding and rewinding it until you hear at the same thing
it's
that Jesse
so
is saying. It takes a little lag.
There's such a lag when you pause and unpause. It's not immediate. It's not like boom, boom.
You got to give yourself like a 2 or 3 second
leeway. A bump, yeah. Well, what about this for an idea? And Jesse Agler is probably going to kick me in the throat. What if you could incorporate Mud and Don a few innings on the air? They would never do it, would they? Would you mind? If you did 162 games, like, hey, by the way, we're going to bring in so-and-so.
Who would have the bigger problem with it? Don and Mud being asked to do it, or Jesse being asked to allow them in?
I don't know. I feel like they all get along pretty well. But it'd be fun for a few innings here or there, right? Give Jesse a breather. Every broadcaster wants a breather. Like, I could use one right now, if I'm being honest with you. So, it'd be fun to get them in on the broadcast.
I would be okay with it, yeah.
Liar.
Don
you
and
lie
Mud were
so bad.
No, I'd be okay listening to it.
No, if it were you, though.
If it were me, like, taking over,
he
I don't
would
know
lose
that.
His. You'd lose your mind.
For Don and Mud, I could probably.
And then
if I
finished the season and Adam said, can you do some extra work throughout the playoffs? You'd be like, I thought it was done. But, no, I mean, yeah, of course you're going to miss those guys. They're in our home every single night and probably in yours as well. And they're really great at what they do. So kind of a bummer that you don't get to hear them. You may get to hear Don on some national stuff.
I think last season, I remember, 2022 in the playoffs, they got to at least wave to the crowd.
Yeah.
Like every game they do in one of the innings, yep. Like, hey, say hi to Don and Mud.
Just having a ball.
You know, Mud would be drinking a cocktail or something, and they wave to everybody. But that's not the same for people at home, especially,
nope.
Who don't get to go to the games. And obviously not everybody gets to go see these games. The majority of fans will be watching at home and probably watching on the ESPN national telecast for the next 2 or 3 days.
We will talk to Jesse Agler about all of that and then some, as he's gearing up for a big one tonight against the Atlanta Braves. And
yeah.
I know it was I saw him tweeting or Instagramming yesterday about his inability to make notes because he didn't know who we were going to be playing. So he was getting all his Padres stuff down, and he had up in the upper left-hand corner, other team. So I'm going to ask him the question. Do you go ahead and start notes for both, or do you just wait?
Michael King said, I did the first four batters of both the Braves
did
and the
he?
Mets of scouting, just so I'd have a head start on either one that I was going to face. Because he knew on Saturday that he was pitching game one, but he didn't know against which team. And he said, I already knew that if it was the Diamondbacks, I already kind of knew because I was going to pitch against them on Sunday.
Yep.
So I was ready to go on them. It was the Mets or the Braves. I decided, let me get the four batters done on each team. And then when I find out, we'll do the rest of the lineup.
Oh,
it was actually pretty fascinating in terms of the prep that he puts into the games that, you know, he's looking for, obviously, where guys struggle, like
sure.
The swing and miss. But he's also looking for where guys get weak contact. Because as a starter, you're not just looking for swing and miss anymore. So when I was a reliever, all I looked to it, okay, this guy's got a hole in his swing,
punch it,
blow it away,
yep.
This is what I'm going to go. But now I got to see, this guy makes contact here, but not good contact, and I'd rather get a quick out on this guy. I can get him to pop up on this pitch. I can get him to ground out, roll over on this pitch. I don't want all swing and miss, because then I'm going to throw five innings, and I'll be at 100 pitches.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting form of prep, and he started for both teams and now obviously locked in on the Braves.
Nice. Can't wait to see how that materializes this evening.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. As you said, Jesse Agler is going to be joining us in just a couple of minutes. We are live at Baja Rick's Cantina. We are in the gas lamp right by the trolley stop, live all day, getting ready for Padres playoff baseball in San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, back after Kelly Danick's traffic. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's like a nervous excitement.
I know why.
It's quiet.
Here's why.
Here's why.
Look at this bucket.
Oh, on its no. way. Hey.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Look at us, everybody.
There's
the,
Baja Rick himself.
Look at us.
Holy
good
Toledo.
Lord.
Now, that is not what we had on opening day. That looks
that is...
like it's five times the size of what came out on opening day. More people.
Look at you.
It's playoffs. It is great to see you, man.
Sleepy
my
ice
goodness
cream here.
Gracious.
Thank you.
You guys enjoy?
Thank you so much.
So this bucket, and we'll have to put it on social media before anyone touches it. I mean, I see an entire... like a seafood net full of shellfish, lobster, shrimp, giant, like Alaskan crab legs. I mean, this is unbelievable. Corn, elote on the cob, steak under there just kind of hiding. And look at that. That's a meat fest, meat and seafood fest.
Captain Billy Tyne from Perfect Storm.
Oh, and look, we got salads over there because we're healthy people.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got the salads.
If anybody wants our salads, you can have them. You guys, anybody want salads? They're all yours. Keep those salads away from here.
Holy moly. Well, yeah, we are definitely at Baja Rick's now, for sure.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in 30 minutes. See you guys later.
With cholesterol numbers about 50 points higher than they were when we went to break.
That's unreal.
I do want to quickly offer a birthday wishes to Xander Bogaerts. I just saw that. Xander
Happy
Bogaerts
birthday,
celebrating
Xander.
Birthday on the first day of the playoffs, October 1st, birthday boy.
It's a good day for a playoff home run.
It would be a nice celebration. I'm sure that's exactly what Xander would like. Xander, of course, probably more playoff experience than anyone on the roster, I would think, for the Padres, given his two World Series titles with the Boston Red Sox. He's had mixed results in the playoffs. When they won the World Series, he had two of his better performances. Obviously, it hasn't always gone that way, but no, everyone does kind of have mixed playoff performances in their careers if they get there enough.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And his first year and his last year in the playoffs were really, really good for Xander, so... would like to see that trend continue and keep him rolling and keep these guys hitting, man. There's the fun part about the playoffs, too, is there will be somebody that you'd least expect that does something great. Hopefully it's for us. You know, hopefully it's a Padre that does it. Like, obviously, Jake Cronenworth with the massive hit off of Alex Bessia, you know, life-changing hit. You know, it changed everything. I look for Crony to have a pretty decent series as well.
He's done it before.
He's a baseball player,
I mean,
man.
You know, I don't know that anyone's necessarily unexpected, but, yeah, picking Fernando Tatis Jr. Is your pick to click is kind of on the obvious level of the spectrum.
Give me Kyle Higashioka.
You know what? If I'm going to go with someone unexpected, we were talking about him earlier. How about David Peralta?
Be amazing.
Feel like he's a guy who's not going to be, you know, the moment is not going to be too big for David Peralta. As a left-handed bat, you figure he's going to get a couple of really key at-bats in the series, you know, against a right-handed reliever somewhere where they need a big hit. They're going to use him in the most advantageous circumstances when he has a chance to impact the game because he'll be coming off the bench a lot of the time. So, you know, he may have a chance to impact it in just one or two swings.
Somebody wants to know why I put the shrimp tail back in the bucket. There's nowhere else to put it unless I put it in my ice cream, which I'm not going to
do. We have plates, but they're way over there.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. We're actually getting close to a break, which is good news for us and bad news for this bucket. Before we go to the break, I do want to share some breaking news, which Woods will not care about in the least for another month or two.
I know where he's going.
But it was just announced that Gonzaga is joining the Pac-12.
Wow.
In basketball.
Awesome.
Which, you know, will be fun in the future when San Diego State and Gonzaga are in the same conference playing basketball twice a year. We will talk about
that
after the playoffs are over.
We'll look forward to that, Greg.
Yeah, but they still need another football member, which because Gonzaga doesn't
play
football.
They do not have a football program.
They don't have a football program, but they will announce today officially Gonzaga joining the new Pac-12 along with San Diego State.
So. Even Adam's playing you off right now. Even Adam Klug, our boss, is playing you off. Steaming right now. Livid.
I feel like
I know.
When it's breaking,
I know.
It just has to be said.
I know who you are.
Again, I'm not trying to change the focus.
I know what I signed up
away
for.
Away from. I know why we're here. I know what the eyes is. The eyes are on the prize.
I'm not mad at you.
And the prize is that lobster right now.
Come on down here to Baja Rick's.
Jesse is going to join us, the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Felt like Joey Chestnut, but instead of hot dogs, it was shellfish trying to cram as much in as possible. What do they call this? The golden sombrero, the giant... giant bucket of seafood we just got here.
Two full lobsters.
Baja Rick's Cantina. I had the best. The lobster was incredible. I've never had this before. I had a crab leg. I opened it up. I pulled it out. It was like this giant skewer. It never works that well. But if you're talking about awkwardness, trying to eat giant seafood platters in front of an audience full of people at 8:30 in the morning is high on the list.
We're so sorry, by the way, for everyone that had to see that. Not really. I mean, look at this plate.
That's just what I
that's
got
in
through
like
me.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
You're unbelievable.
Good protein there in the from the sea. All right. We have Jesse Agler coming up. First, though, this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. B-Dubs is kicking off football season with two limited-time sauces. Try the new Buffalo Bacon Sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan-favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Try them at your local B-Dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings. Go Jesse Agler right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, let's go out and I talked to him yesterday on the field at Petco Park during the Padres workout. I invited him to come down. If he was here, he could be eating this shellfish with us right now, but he's got some work to do later today. So Jesse decided to call in, and right now is Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good playoff morning and happy October to you, Jesse.
Oh, a very happy October to you guys. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah. I mean, there's like this nervous energy that's people are like a little bit quiet, kind of afraid to make noise. And it's early. You know, Jesse, we're down here hours and hours before the game. But the anticipation is killing me, as you probably could have guessed. How are you doing as the man who's going to be calling all the action tonight?
I'm just excited. This is like, for me, what I live for. I mean, this is just, it's as good as it gets. As a baseball fan, as an announcer, this is everything, right? I mean, this is all to make a deep postseason run and do something that, you know, hasn't been done before here. So, I mean, we're just, Tony and I and Dave, like, thrilled. We had the time of our lives in 2022. I can't tell you how many times Tony and I will turn to each other at some random point during the season and be like, hey, remember how fun that was in 2022? And they lost the NLCS. And we had that good of a time. So it's kind of like, all right, what's going to go on now? How deep can they go? How good can this be? And how much fun can we have? And I think the fans probably feel very similarly.
Obviously, in 2022, you guys had to start the journey in New York at Citi Field, and the Padres won that series. But how big of a deal do you think it is that the Padres get to play this series at home? Obviously, road teams can and do win, Jesse, but you could tell yesterday from the players that they feel like it's a pretty big advantage to be here.
It's a huge deal, I think, primarily because it's a great reward for this fan base. You know, this is an example of the players, you know, by the success that they had on the field, being able to reward the fans. You know, I mean, they won the number of games they did, which ensured that this would happen. And this fan base, I'll say it more than any other fan base, deserves home playoff games right out of the chute here after the way they showed up all season long. So, they're going to get to host, you know, two, hopefully, and, you know, potentially three games here this week. And then it can, you know, as we say, hopefully be off and running. But, yeah, look, I mean, it's one of the great environments in baseball right now. You mentioned, you know, starting in New York in 22, that place was popping. Then we went to L.A., that place was popping. Went to Philly, that place was popping. And Petco was right there, you know, at or near the top of the list in terms of those environments. And I think now, sort of with, like, 2022 under our belt, and the expectations and sort of the feel-good vibes of this thing. Because remember, in 2022, you know, it didn't necessarily feel like that was all going to happen. So, you know, don't get me wrong, the crowd was crazy and everybody was going nuts, particularly in the Dodgers series. But this time it feels even more heightened to me, maybe, because, you know, there was sort of like a, all right, this is going to happen, you know, mentality, which I think just kind of takes the whole thing up another notch. So I don't have any doubt that the building is going to be rocking, maybe more than it's ever rocked in the next 2 days.
I didn't have FOMO because I can't make it to the game tonight, Jesse, but I didn't have FOMO until just when you just now said that. You know, the place is going to be absolutely bananas. They're going to be, you know, peeling the paint off the walls in there. And I loved the move, starting Michael King in game one, certainly deserving of it, certainly has the ability to be the game one starter and set the tone for the entire playoffs. Your thoughts yesterday when Schulte announced that, kind of where you fell on that?
Yeah, I mean, there were no wrong answers. I had my own little opinions, you know, about, like, what the order should be, but they weren't necessarily based on science. It was just kind of, you know, as Mike Schild joked yesterday, you know, you could have picked them out of a hat if you wanted to, because with those three guys and the way they've thrown, particularly as of late, you know, there really were no wrong answers. You know, I mean, for me, look, King has been slow and steady, I guess, is like a fairish way to say it. You know, he's just been so consistent over the last few months. And I think doing that guy in game one makes a lot of sense, the consistent guy. And then, you know, Dylan Cease on any given night can throw a perfect game. He's that, got that kind of stuff. So you love having him in your back pocket. Joe Musgrove has been remarkably sharp since coming off the injured list. I don't know how many people have, like, paid that close attention to it, but since Joe has come back, he has looked maybe better than he has ever looked. So you add that up with the fact that he's fresh because of the big absence today, and you just feel so good about the way this lines up. Not that that guarantees anything. Don't get me wrong, but, I mean, this rotation, it's just in better shape than any other rotation for any other playoff team. And, you know, hopefully the games fare that out.
Jesse, we're sitting here at Baja Ricks in the shadow of the Omni Hotel, where I assume the Atlanta Braves rolled in around, you know, 12:30 in the morning yesterday, and are probably trying to get a little extra sleep as they get ready for the game. So, in your opinion, the doubleheader yesterday, you know, the amount of pitching that they had to use, clearly a disadvantage, but how much do you think the Braves are going to be impacted by what happened? If this was the regular season, we'd say Braves are just trying to survive the next 3 days and move on to an off day. But they can't do that, obviously. It's the playoffs, so it's a different dynamic.
There's no question that it has an impact. I don't know that that translates to anything necessarily wins and losses-wise. Like, you know, more than the travel that was playing the doubleheader yesterday and having to use up the arms that they did, the travel piece of it, this is something we do 15 times a year, you know, having a night like that. And then, yeah, you're more worn down at the end of the season, don't get me wrong, but I think there's like almost a normalcy to getting in late and having a game the next day. But having to play the doubleheader where the first game was so intense, the second game was must win, and most importantly, having to use your closer twice in one day, your setup guy twice in one day, those are the things that I think are going to be most important. So, look, make no mistake, the Braves are coming in as a wounded animal, but what is it they say about wounded animals? They're the most dangerous animals. So, you know, I mean, you can't take anything for granted. Is there an advantage there? There is, absolutely. The Chris Sale thing up in the air. There's a lot of pitching stuff going on with the Braves that they probably don't feel too good about. But this team still has an awful lot of talent. And, you know, Matt Olson, who had an unbelievable year last year, didn't have the best start this season, but he got it going a little bit in the last month, month and a half, whatever it was for him. Like, there are some very, very dangerous guys you're going to have to contend with. And, you know, the pitching thing, they'll manage it best they can. Look, we all know how it looks on paper, but we also know things don't play out on paper. It's a pretty good matchup. It really is. And all the games this year, it seemed between the teams this year, were pretty entertaining, including a wild Padre comeback in game one of that doubleheader in Atlanta.
There we go. Talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning. Appreciate you joining us all season long. We've had a lot of fun. Hopefully that continues. I noticed yesterday you were having a hard time doing your homework. I know you're a homework guy. For me, it wouldn't be any issue. I'll just cram it in 15 minutes before the game starts. And I think it's evidenced by our broadcast sometimes. But I noticed that had to be a little bit excruciating for you, not knowing who it was going to be, all the work that you put in. How much did that bother you yesterday, just kind of waiting to do all of your prep work?
Not at all. I mean, I had all the Padres stuff done, and then, you know, I kind of done like a skeleton of my notes for both the Mets and the Braves, and then, you know, I wasn't going to go beyond that until that second game was over. And, you know, at that point, I just kind of put it into overdrive. Ben was talking about us hanging out on the field, and I kind of rushed away from that conversation. Apologies, to go back up to the booth and do everything that I could. And, you know, did a little bit more last night, did a little bit more this morning. And then, you know, now we're all caught up and ready to go. If they name a starting pitcher, that would be great. But, I mean, outside of that, it just sort of is fine. You know, same thing, right? We were talking about the Braves. Like, there are plenty of times during the season where, you know, you don't get as much of a head start on a team as you would like. It was cool what Michael King said yesterday. He said, over the weekend in Arizona, you know, he kind of did all his notes on the top four guys in the lineup for the Diamondbacks, the Mets, and the Braves. Kind of same thing, right? Like, you want to get a little bit ahead of it, but you also don't want to dive all the way in because that's just not the most, like, efficient use of your time. So I had a kind of a similar approach, which was funny to hear him say that. you know, I just did sort of as much as was reasonable for both teams. And then I went full speed ahead once we knew. But look, you know, as Mike Schill likes to say, right, you got to be elite adjusters in this game. And look, that's such a small disadvantage compared to everything the Braves are dealing with. And I'm so excited. You could not, you know, knock me off my excitement by anything, including, you know, the prep being a little bit unconventional.
Talking to Jesse Agler, the voice of the Padres, and speaking of the broadcasts, obviously, I feel like you're the lucky one because we get to continue to do live radio, you and Tony, throughout the playoffs as long as the Padres stay alive. The season's over for Don and Mudd. We were talking about this and just, I mean, how hard do you think it is for them? Do you invite them in, you know, at some point to say hello to everybody during one of the broadcasts, or is that Jesse and Tony territory exclusively? It's just a weird thing when the postseason comes and some of the guys that you get used to watching all year go away.
I think it's weird for the fans more than it's weird for all of us, because if you're a TV announcer in baseball, you know that this is how it works. Like, it's not, you know, I mean, it's not like, oh man, you know, how I wish. Like, this is, they know what their job is and we know what our job is and, you know, all the pros and cons or whatever that go with it. So I don't think there's any weirdness, you know, on their end at all. They've been doing this, both of them, for an awful long time. I mean, close to 50 years, right? Maybe more than 50 years between the two of them doing Major League Baseball on TV. So they know the deal. We know the deal. And, you know, I can understand certainly why it's weird for the fans, because you're going from Don and Mudd to like Carl Ravitch, David Cohn, and Eduardo Perez, who are not nearly as familiar. But, you know, that's part of what happens. You know, we like to joke the big money and the big attention is in TV, but the playoffs are in radio. So, you know, we have our thing. And I know they'll be around the ballpark during the postseason. I remember in 22, Padres did a great job of, you know, putting them up on the board in front of the big crowd every home game, and they were kind of able to fire everybody up. So, look, they don't disappear off the face of the earth. They just disappear off the television. And as you noted, thank you, Tony and I will be there every pitch all postseason long, however long that is.
Well, I can relate, you know, because I'm a radio guy through and through, Jesse, and I work with a TV guy where the money is and where the interest and the attention goes, so I fully understand that perspective. But we radio guys, that's why we stick together. That's why we're just, you know, a little bit more focused on the task at hand than these TV guys.
We're the grinders. We're not the star players with the huge contracts who get the adulation and, you know, all the commercials and everything like that. We put our heads down and we do our jobs, nose to the grindstone.
The teleprompters and all that stuff, just kind of feeding you what you're supposed to say and all that. No, none of that. This is just off-the-cuff radio, how we do it.
Very well said.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Talking to Jesse Agler, he's the voice of the Padres. You can hear him at 5:38 today. Ooh. Again, if you can, try to sync up your TV and radio broadcast.
I'm gonna
try. So you can listen to Jesse and Tony instead of the national. And you get the best of, obviously, both worlds, the pictures if you're at home, and if you're in your car or going anywhere, obviously you won't have to miss a minute of the action because you got Jesse and Tony going the whole way. I was just looking at the projected lineup for the Braves. I mean, when you don't have Ronald Acuna Jr., you don't have Austin Riley who's out, you think, okay, well, you lose two star players like that, you're not going to have much left. It's a pretty deep lineup still. They made some moves, like picking Jorge Soler and just signing Gio Urshela, who's been kind of an important piece for them, to play third base. Travis d'Arnaud's come up with some big hits. Even Ramon Laureano, don't know much about him. He's gotten hot lately, had a home run yesterday. Kind of a deeper lineup than I was expecting to see, Jesse.
No, they're like, that's what I was saying. They're really good. And Albies had been really, really cold since coming off the IL, but he got going yesterday a little bit. And, I mean, look, the other thing to know is, even if somebody like Ozzie Albies struggled this season, he's still Ozzie Albies. And when the postseason starts, in a way, everything resets. I don't want to say it doesn't matter that a guy hit 211 versus 311 in the regular season. You know, I think there is some relevance there. But, you know, look, we saw it with Trent Grisham and Josh Bell in the Mets series 2 years ago. You just never know who's going to pop up and do something big in a moment. And it really doesn't matter what happened during the regular season. You know, talent and guys who live for the moment, like, that's going to determine an awful lot of what's going to go on. And look, Matt Olson had a down year compared to last year, but like still an exceedingly dangerous guy at the plate. And then you mentioned, you know, some of the other random pieces they put together, Soler from the Giants, Laureano from Cleveland. You know, these are guys who have had some success in the past. Don't forget, Soler was the MVP of the World Series for these guys 3 years ago. They can hit. And, you know, again, you look back at the Padres, very good about it from the Padres side. But this is not like you're just going to shut them down two or three straight days. They've got a tremendous amount of talent, even without Acuna. Remember, he wasn't around for the World Series when they won it 3 years ago. Even without Austin Riley, you know, they have once again, as they did 3 years ago, really built a ton of depth with guys that are sort of generally major league kinds of guys. And yeah, this is not a cakewalk. It will not be a cakewalk. There will be no cakewalks the rest of the way, however long it goes.
Correct.
What is a cakewalk? I mean, I know the expression, but
yeah.
What is an actual cake walk?
A walk to get
a great
cake.
One.
It's fun.
Are you carrying the cake? Like you're bringing the cake out, like a birthday cake? Or
oh, yeah, because that's not easy.
No, it's
no,
not that
it's not easy at all.
I mean, you can drop the cake or something can happen to the cake. I don't know why they say it's a cake walk.
I'll look it up.
All right, we'll figure out what a cake walk is,
Jesse.
Maybe it's
as sweet as cake. Like eating cake is easy. Maybe yeah, it's something eating. Like that.
That's true. Jesse, have a great...
Well, it'll be a cake eat. It's as easy as a... Yeah, it's just a cake. They're going to have a cake eat tonight. They're not going to have a cake eat tonight.
I like cakewalk better, to be honest with you, but I'm going to eat some ice cream here as we go to break. We got to say goodbye to our pal Jesse Agler. Everybody say bye, Jesse! All right, man. Knock it out of the park tonight. I know you will. And
love you guys.
Down
have
there
fun.
Tomorrow. Thank you, man. Love you,
bye.
Too.
Hopefully, we will chat with Jesse next Tuesday.
Yes.
As the postseason continues, and, you know, the Tuesday after that, and the Tuesday after that as well. It's amazing how long the playoffs can be and how short they can be at the same time.
100%. We're praying for a long one.
That's obviously the goal. And, you know, I agree with Jesse. And the Padres know how dangerous the Braves are. I mean, you look at that lineup, it can hurt you 1-9. You still have no idea who's pitching tonight. I wonder if, like, in back channels at all, if they've let, like, Mike Schilt know.
Probably not. Why would you?
Well, I mean, every other team has named a starting pitcher. Why do they do that? Why not just name your starting pitcher 5 minutes before the game?
I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
It's the playoffs. If you're trying to play for the maximum advantage, why did Mike Schilt tell the Braves they're going to be facing Michael King? They could have gone this whole time thinking they were going to face Dylan Cease, and then, you know, today at 5 o'clock, you go, actually, it's going to be Michael King. Go ahead, change your lineup accordingly if you're going to.
Is there a rule that...
I feel like there's some sort of...
You have to get it in by a
certain time. Either gentleman's rule or whatever, that you're supposed to announce your starting pitchers. Now, I get it. The Braves have some extenuating circumstances.
They're talking about calling guys up from the minors.
So I do understand that. But at some point, you've got to get an announcement this morning as to who the pitcher is going to be, even if it's going to be the guy who throws the first inning of the game today. Mike Schilt is going to look. I mean, if it's a lefty, it might change your lineup a little bit. It might not. If you think that, you know, a lefty's only going an inning or so, why would you make that change?
So a cakewalk, Ben, is where it's a game. And you walk around in a circle.
Yeah, I think we did this at, like, fundraisers in elementary school.
And whatever number you end up on, you win a cake. It's a super simple game. That's a cakewalk.
Very easy.
We should start doing weekly cakewalks
like
in the studio.
Ben and Woods.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalks.
We just eat cake.
We can raise some money for... You know, Michael King's the King of the Hill Foundation.
King of the Hill Foundation. We're still raising money.
Peter Seidler, the Legacy Fund.
$5 for every hug to Ben Higgins. $5. Come up, hug Ben. I'll donate $5 to the King of the Hill. Keep the good vibes going.
Am I asking too much? I would love it if tonight's game was, in fact, a cake walk.
No, you're not asking too much at all. We all kind of need it.
I would like to see a cake.
Some dominance.
Walk.
Yeah.
9-1.
Yeah, 100%.
And then it gets tough tomorrow, but let's give us one day at least to get into this thing. We got Sam Levitt in house. We'll be back with more here on 97.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.